Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Today's show is ripped straight from the financial news headlines. We'll focus on two key topics: what the current tariff landscape means for you and how to manage your 401k during the current bout of stock market volatility. Let's begin with an update about tariffs. A CBS News article, "Trump announces 25% tariffs on foreign-made cars," has some excellent information and updates. On March 26th, President Trump announced a new 25% tariff on vehicles and auto parts imported into the U.S. It's the latest move in his push to strengthen American manufacturing by using more aggressive trade measures. He said the tariffs will go into effect April 2nd, with the U.S. beginning to collect those duties the very next day. According to the president, the new import taxes could bring in somewhere between $600 billion and $1 trillion over the next 2 years. That said, some officials within the Trump administration are offering a more cautious outlook, estimating that tariffs could generate closer to $100 billion in new revenue. Trump also doubled down on his goal to make interest on auto loans tax-deductible, but with a catch. The deduction would apply only to cars made in the U.S. Now, here's the thing. Tax deductions like this usually benefit higher-income earners, since most Americans take the standard deduction. So, for lower- and middle-income households, this change likely wouldn't move the needle much. At the same time, car prices could be on the rise. That's according to Rella Suskin, an equity analyst at Morningstar, whose insights were shared in the CBS article. In a Thursday research note, she pointed out that while the U.S.-made vehicles might gain market share, very few are actually made with 100% American parts, even from U.S.-based brands. The article also explains that automaker shares took a hit after the news. The latest round of tariffs follow a temporary break President Trump gave U.S. automakers earlier this month, a one-month exemption from the import duties that started on March 4th. Now, here's what that means for everyday Americans. Tariffs are essentially taxes on imported goods, and most of the time, those costs get passed right down to consumers. That can lead families to tighten their budgets and potentially slow down economic growth. Wall Street didn't waste any time reacting. Shares of Ford, GM, and Stellantis, the three big U.S. automakers, all took a hit after Trump made the announcement. Ford dropped nearly 4%, GM fell more than 7%, and Stellantis slid about 2.6% in the morning trading on March 27, 2025. Tesla, on the other hand, saw a bump, rising 2.6% after a rough start to the year. The company builds its cars in the U.S., which helped. but even Tesla isn't fully insulated. CEO Elon Musk said the automaker will still feel the effects since many parts come from overseas. Matt Blunt, president of the American Automotive Policy Council, that's the group representing Ford, GM, and Stellantis, issued a statement saying U.S. automakers remain committed to Trump's vision of boosting American-made vehicles and jobs. But he also cautioned that any new tariffs need to be rolled out carefully to avoid pushing prices even higher and hurting the U.S.'s competitive edge in North America. This move isn't new ground for Trump. He's long positioned auto tariffs as a cornerstone of his economic plan, banking on the idea that higher import costs will motivate both foreign and domestic car makers to shift production to U.S. soil. But here's the catch. Even U.S. plants rely heavily on parts and vehicles from Canada, Mexico, and beyond. And because expanding manufacturing takes time, experts say we could see domestic car prices rise and sales slow down before we see any long-term benefit. One recent analyst suggests new tariffs could push auto prices up by as much as $12,200 on certain models. That's according to the Anderson Economic Group, a Michigan-based consulting firm, referenced in the article that tracks the industry closely. Now, could this lead to more cars being built here in the U.S.? Maybe, over the long haul, but in the short term, it's likely to drive prices higher across the board. Paul Ashworth, chief North American economist at Capital Economics, put it this way in the article. While the move might encourage domestic production down the line, for now it's inflationary. And if automakers hike their prices too, buying a new car could start to feel like a luxury purchase for many Americans. Let's next examine what the fluctuating stock market could mean for your 401k. A USA Today article, "Stocks Have Been Taking a Beating, What You Should Do About Your 401k," has some useful insights. The stock market, which charged into 2025 like a racehorse, gliding easily into the home stretch, now seems to be gasping for air. As of March 27, 2025, after three straight weeks of declines, the S&P 500 has dropped 9.3%, with similar dips showing up in the Dow and other major indexes. If you've got money in a 401k or a retirement plan, this recent roller coaster might have your nerves a little rattled, and that's totally normal. These accounts are designed for the long haul, so short-term swings aren't usually cause for panic. But if you're feeling uneasy, you're not alone. And we've got a few tips to help you step back, breathe, and keep things in perspective. So, what's behind all the market jitters? In short, President Trump's push to impose tariffs on major trading partners like Canada, Mexico, and China. Tariffs, especially in the short term, can drive up prices on imported goods, and they often trigger retaliation against U.S. exports. On top of that, the administration's mixed signals on some proposals have created the kind of uncertainty investors generally don't like. What's the difference this time? The president isn't ruling out the possibility of a recession. He's calling it a transition period as these new import taxes take effect. Now, to be clear, a recession isn't a sure thing. Not yet. But if this tariff tension leads to a broader economic slowdown, it could take the conversation from cautious to genuinely concerning. Right now, it's not time to panic, though it's clear many investors are feeling uneasy, worried that things could get worse. But let's zoom out. Since 1980, the S&P has had an average intra-year drops of 14.1%, according to J.P. Morgan Asset Management. Still, the market ended in positive territory in 34 of those 45 years. That's about three out of every four. Going back even further, since 1950, the S&P has delivered an average annual return of 11.6%, despite plenty of nerve-wracking moments through the years. So, should you make a move right now? If the swings are keeping you up at night, it might be time to revisit your investment mix. The worst drop in recent history was a 49% plunge during the 2008 financial crisis. And since 1980, there have been four other years where the market fell 30% or more. And interestingly, in two of those cases, it bounced all the way back by the year end. Let's next consider how the current situation may affect your 401k. Lately, the stock market's momentum has mostly come from a small group of tech giants, the so-called Magnificent Seven. These companies have been driving much of the S&P's growth, but that also means the index, and any mutual funds tied to it, have become more concentrated and less diversified. If you're looking to bring better balance to your portfolio, it might be time to think beyond the U.S. big tech. If you're looking to bring better balance to your portfolio, it might be time to think beyond big U.S. tech. Consider adding a foreign stock fund, a bond fund, or something like real estate or precious metals fund. International markets can also play a key role in long-term diversification. And here's a simple shift that can go a long way: blending in bonds. Thanks for joining me today. Let's chat again soon. If you have any questions about tariffs, your 401k, or any other elements of your financial strategy, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoy the show today, please click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.